Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes away. We're looking at Pesachim 35, talking about making something for yourself versus for the marketplace. The Mishnah points out on Pesachim 35 regarding the unleavened loaves of a Todah offering and the unleavened wafers of the offering brought by the Nazir. The notes point out a Todah offering is accompanied by 4 sets of 10 loaves, each set prepared in a different manner. 3 of these sets were unleavened loaves, as the Torah states, he shall offer with the Todah offering unleavened loaves mixed with oil, unleavened wafers smeared with oil, and unleavened loaves of scalded fine flour mixed with oil. And the notes point out also, when the term of a Nazir's vow is ended, he is required to bring several offerings. Among them, as Bamidbar points out, a basket of unleavened bread, loaves of fine flour mixed with oil, and unleavened wafers smeared with oil, and that's what it's mentioned in the Torah itself. So regarding the unleavened loaves of the Todah and the unleavened wafers of the offering by the Nazir, if he made them for himself, he cannot fulfill his obligation to eat matzah with them. Notes point out, if he made them with the intent to use them as offerings himself, he may not instead use them to fulfill his matzah obligation on the first night of Pesach, even though the loaves are unleavened. It's indeed applies even if the loaves were not actually consecrated, but had been made in anticipation of their use as a tadir, as a Todah or a Nazir offering, Rashi points out, reason the Gemara will explain later. And so if he made them for himself, he can't fulfill the obligation to eat matzah with them, but if he made them to sell in the marketplace, he baked them to sell to anyone who might need them for an offering, and then changed his mind, decided to use them himself as matzah on Pesach, Rashi points out, he can fulfill his obligation with them. So if you make it for yourself, the point being, it won't work. But if you make it for others, you make it for the marketplace, it will work. That brings to mind for me the idea we talk about all the time, many places, many instances, on all the shows, how if you have an idea, you have a concept, you have a solution or something you want to bring to the world, if you keep it to yourself, you're not going to be yotzi yirchiv. You're not going to be fulfill your obligation towards what you could have done to make an impact, to do in the world. But if you do it for the klal, you do it for the masses, you do it for the Jewish people, you do it for the world at large, then you could be yotzi yirchiv in order to be able to bring something to the world, to add something to the world, to try to do something for the world. So it would be almost a crime, almost a waste, almost a sin in a way, not to bring to mind whatever idea you have, whether you have an idea for a book or for a podcast or a video or a show or an article, anything you have, anything you want to bring, you should do so and bring it to the world. Because if you keep it for yourself, you can't be yotze. Nothing will come of it. It'll be a waste. It'll be a nebuch that it didn't come about. But if you do it for the masses, you do it for the world, then you could be yotze. Then you could say, this was an idea I thought of and I brought it to the world. After 120 years, we're going to come up to Hashem. He's going to show us our whole life what we could have done, what we could have accomplished, what we could have brought down. We don't want to feel the regret of what we could have done. We want to be our best selves and make the world the best we can with our talents. So make sure whatever you have in your own life, don't keep it for yourself, but bring it to the klal, bring it to the masses. Just as the Gemara talks about, if you bake the bread, you make something for yourself, you can't be yotze it, but if you break it for the klal, you bring it to the klal, you can be yotze. So to yourself, whatever you yourself have, you keep it to yourself, you can't be yotze. You bring it out to the world, you can be yotze and help the world in whatever way you can to make the world a better place. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 36 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.